jumping down.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Eric, and usually D and Philip, it's the morning after on Q105.
No Philip today, but we're here, 8:54, and remember, it's not Happy Veterans Day, it's Thank You Veterans Day.
Sure.
Veterans Day. If I walked up to you and said Happy Veterans Day, you should be irked.
No, just happy that some, you know what, I don't know. Presentation, I guess, matters, as long as you listen to the tone. Like, if somebody were to walk up to you and be like, Happy Veterans Day, killer, then...
Hey, Happy Veterans Day!
Yeah, I don't know, you know.
Well, we'll talk more veteran stuff before the show wraps up today. Excuse me, at 10 o'clock here on the morning after. It's Eric and D, Q105, throwbacks all weekend long on Q105. Over the summertime, excuse me, there was a homeless person that was essentially living out back in the alley where I live, like behind Home Slice. This man's name was Ashton, who was about 28 years old, and he was there every day. He would sleep on the ledge of this building, and then during the day, he would go over to the library and charge his phone. Not uncommon for homeless people, and I guess he'd occasionally go to Cherry Street Mission to get a meal or whatever, but he was a nice enough guy. It came to the point where he was like part of the neighborhood. So myself and my other neighbor would... give him some food, bottle of water, just whatever. I think I gave him a blanket and an extra pillow that I had. My neighbor would give him some food. I guess Home Slice would every now and then bring him out a pizza. So he was like part of the neighborhood. I got to talking to him because I wanted to know what his story was. He said he was from Port Clinton. He was talking to a girl on the internet and he was going to move to Mexico or New Mexico, one of those places. Okay. He was probably not all there, but I felt like he was being truthful in most of the stuff. And I said, why don't you go to Cherry Street Mission, or there's another place called like St. John's or something that's close by, and they help homeless people with some mental health issues. And he said, I can't go to these places because I am a sex offender. Well, thank you for your candor. And I said, what happened? He told me that, you know, to make a long story short, he said she lied about her age. So one of those instances. So not a rapist per se, just something statutory. So it turns out this week, there was a story on WTOL and on Channel 13 that federal marshals or someone federal, was looking for Ashton Mullins, that's his name, because he had failed to register. So they were looking for him. And I told my neighbor when she saw the story, said, he's probably long gone. Maybe he's still around here somewhere. My other neighbor was troubled that I didn't tell her that he was a sex offender. And I tried to, and I understand why she was upset, but I tried to reason it out was, he wasn't like a violator or a rapist.
Did you check?
I did. And he was, and here's another way I tried to reason it out. He was in jail for like 2 years, and if he was like a through and through rapist, he would have been in jail a lot longer than 2 years, right?
I don't know how they plead this thing or like what he copped to.
You can look it up.
Like 2 years. So you looked up his charge.
I looked it up, and it was like something with a minor, and then I believe it was attempted GSI.
Gross sexual
imposition. Yeah, attempted.
So she does that charge jive with she lied about her age? Listening to it says to me that this wasn't I love him, I met him on the internet kind of thing. You know, I'm gonna tell him I'm 18. You know, attempted, that says to me that he tried something and got caught. It doesn't say that he was entrapped by some younger girl.
Right. And we don't know how it got pled down or anything like that, but I looked at it harshly this way, in this black and white view, and I realized why my neighbor was so ticked at me for not telling her this. Like, I don't think he raped a woman. or else he would still be in jail.
No, that's not true.
For 2 years?
That's not true. Some people, you know,
get sentenced
to things maybe because they couldn't. You know, something's a little iffy here, something's a little iffy there.
With evidence
you're stuff? You're looking at 10, maybe 8 years. They're offering you two. Is it easier for you to take this deal than to ride the train to maybe eight? You know, those are like, there's so many other circumstances,
right,
besides just the amount of time that he's done, that play into how much time he's actually done.
Yeah. If he was a violent offender,
you can't.
I still think it would have been longer than the 2 years he was in.
Not your place to judge.
Well, I get that. So I judged him based on character, and he said he was raped and abused while he was in there. Whatever. I mean, he seemed
people don't
always tell the truth
like predators, right? Like that.
Right. I get that. But he was in the same spot every day, and he wasn't bothering anybody. So I used that as my judgment, and. But I understand why my neighbor was ticked at me for not telling her about what he told me.
Yeah, because
there was a sexual offender living 100 feet from her.
Yeah, and here's the thing. You're safe.
Right. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe that's not his, maybe you're not his bag.
Right.
But, you know, and here's, and this is kind of like the problem that I have with what you did. And that is, you made assumptions. I mean, as soon as he told you that, you know, I'm a sex offender, all bets off. I don't want to know your backstory. All I know is now that you're around people and people who assume that you're just innocuous and safe because this is you all around it, but nobody knows you. Like,
right.
Like, that's what predators do. Like, that's what they do. They blend in. They look harmless, you know? So the first thing that you hear from somebody who's been interviewed on the news is, I would have never saw it.
Right.
He looked harmless. He was always so nice. Blah, blah, blah. Nobody thought to question him. Oh, you know, he said this to me. I just, you know, figured it was because of this. And they're never going to tell you the real story.
Maybe it was some kind of like twisted reverse psychology where I think if you're this bad of a human being, you're not going to be.
That is why you're sleeping on the ledge outside of a building.
But it's like he became roofless, not homeless. Like if he was going to be up to something, then you can't be so dumb as to be in the same spot and easy to find. But then again, I realized there's the reverse psychology that could be played. You do something, and then you vanish.
He's homeless.
Right.
He's easy to find because that's where he is all the time. But you're homeless. So anywhere you go next could be where you are all the time.
So his name is Ashton Mullins. And the federal people are looking for him because he failed to register. So.
Says to me, more than just what he told you.
Oh, yeah. He also was nabbed for like petty theft when he was like in his teens. So we're not.
Oh, yeah. They're looking for that. Well, not that. You know, repeat petty thefter.
Well, exactly. Yeah. But I realize we're not talking about the greatest human being ever.
Dangerous.
I don't know about dangerous.
Dangerous.
I don't know.
Let's just say dangerous.
Okay, we can use dangerous.
It was dangerous.
It was dangerous. There,
for all the people around you in your building, it was dangerous.
Okay.
Had they not. Do you think had you told your neighbors, like as soon as they told you, that their reactions would be, oh, well, you know, it was probably something not a big deal.
I don't know.
I wouldn't.
I realize my error was to err on the side of extreme caution.
You left the wolf sleep outside the building in a building full of sheep.
I did make the wolf watch the neighborhood.
Yeah, of course. Of course he's going to.
How do you catch a crook? With another,
you know,
crook.
I'm just going to check out, make sure I got all my escape routes planned. I got people's times down, blah, blah, blah.
It's 9:03. I do realize my error. 9:03 with the Morning After on Q105. UT Pitch and Pour this Thursday night. More on the way about that.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios. This is.